You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Crackle, crackle, campers. It's your boy, Black Tiger, Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. Whether it was pure misunderstanding or something much darker, we'll never know. What we do know is a hypothetical question from Jay caused an eruption on the bonfire. One not soon to be forgotten.
I'm pretty sure it's real, and this woman talks about the health benefits of cum. And yep. She like shows you how it helps your skin. And she just, and it's fucking crazy. The crazy shit is it's not like, she's got her titties out and everything, but it's not like a sexy way of like, I love cum. She's like, British or Australian? And she's like, my boyfriend drops off his cum and a little bit of thing right here. And I pour it into my shake. And you're like, oh my God. Just showing his thick, lumpy nut.
His thick match. I'll tell you what's funny about that is like, I feel like as someone saying that stupidity onto a camera, the guy who told her that should be behind her going like this.
He's like, yeah,
he told me that the cum is better for my skin. And he's like, that's good for your skin.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel comfortable telling you, Christine, I've been coming in all of your smoothies, but that was doing it because it annoys me that you're drinking them.
Oh, but dude,
I'd like you to know that I was giving you some health benefits.
Yeah, you're actually stronger. And I felt it in your handshakes, Christine. They start to hurt my hand.
Oh, for sure, dude. You haven't heard a complaint about a carpal tunnel in some time?
Never. I haven't heard her knees cracked since Obama was in office.
Her bone density is on the up.
Yeah, she ain't no walking bird no more. She's a rhino of calcium. Oh man, that sucks that video's gone, because it's just the lady like showing the cum in the saucer, and it's just this fucking thick nut. Would you mind squeeging off in this little cup?
I'd like a cafe Americano. Leave room for cum.
Oh, can I get a, do you have oat cum?
I can't actual have cows cum. Do you have rice cum?
I don't mind if you have like some sort of cum of wheat.
You seems like the type of person that would, it's so not a thing to her that she'd offer you some of her shake.
Yeah.
Would tell you the ingredients afterward.
She also seems like a person you'd want to get very far away from after coming. Yeah, you would not, and you'd be like, I can't talk about fucking plant-based diet again.
Jacob, laws out the door. Mm-hmm. No repercussions. What do you do physically to a woman who convinces you to try her smoothie because it's so good and then inform you that another dude's cum was in it?
Dude, oh my God, another man's cum? If you drink another man's cum, and you're like, but you said it tasted good. What would you, that's a great question.
What do you do? No laws.
I don't find that funny.
Right?
Don't fuck around.
No.
You eat that shit?
Well, I don't know what this guy, no, man, I'd be pretty fucking pissed.
What if she said, I'm going to coax out a batch out of you to use in my next smoothie? Do you forgive her?
No. That's not good enough. She made me drink a guy's load.
All right. So she says she's going to take your load for her next batch and write you an apology letter.
There's no forgiving that. I'm going to be very, like you said, no repercussions. Oh, man.
So you're not taking the load.
The angry, violent Jacob's coming out, I guess. I don't know.
By the way, the smoothie is good. It's the same way my mom tricked me when I had Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, if you
she was like, they taste like chicken nuggets.
Strawberries, I guess you're going to predominantly taste strawberries, I suppose.
Dan, the difference of what you're describing, though, is that would be like if they had you eat Rocky Mountain oysters and they go, guess what, Dan? That was bull balls. You're like, even worse, covered in Joe's cum.
That's what I was just going to say. And I go, were those bull testicles? She goes, no. But that Oreo milkshake you had was half Joe's cum. I go, son of a bitch, you gave me the old Kansas City shuffle.
Is there anything that make you feel worse about yourself? Like I'm saying, like a girl can't let you know she's not attracted to you more than giving you a shake with her boyfriend's load in it.
Why, Jake, you really harped up on it's her boyfriend.
You said that. You're hypothetical to me.
I didn't say her boyfriend.
He goes, and this son of a bitch, Clint, has been up my ass.
I think I said the last guy she fucked, it's his load. It's not her boyfriend. You seem to be really hung up on the fact that it's her boyfriend. Is there a particular load that you would have been okay with? Her first cousin who she never had sex with?
Jacob, it's a It Follows situation. When she makes someone come, the next come is locked and loaded for the next guy that's going to drink a shake.
Now you give come for next guy's shake.
Yes. And is the circle of life.
I'm still horrified, but I'm not.
You can make peace with it?
I'm angry because it's not like emotional behind it.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not doing it to laugh at you. They're doing it because of the health benefits of fighting off COVID-19.
Are you less angry if it's your come?
No, I don't want to. I would never drink my own.
You'd eat somebody else's first?
Jacob, if you got snowballed and it cured COVID for your family, would you do it if you had to drink your own cum?
Why did he never ask Lou these questions?
All right. You know what? Let's pivot. Witski, would you drink a shake with Will's cum in it to make sure that you and your family did not get COVID-19?
Fuck yeah. Of course I would.
Yeah. What's up, dude? We're both New Jersey boys. Look at us living out here in Jersey. me and the Lou's, we're the Jersey trifecta now.
A little cum for full immunity. It. A little bit of cum for full immunity. Come full, on, dude.
All right. How about this? How about a walnut size amount of cum? Like a packed load.
Yeah. He would do it.
Like there a Tide Pod of nut.
That's why it's not fun to ask DJ Lou these questions. I know
there's a lot of nicotine in that. Then also, I mean, Will smokes a lot. So.
Oh yeah, dude, he wouldn't need to smoke for a day if you fucking slugged a shot of Will cum. You probably have a nick.
Give me two fingers of cum.
Yes, I'm having a tough day here. Can I get single nut? Can I get two fingers of single nut?
Single batch nut. Scottish, please.
Yeah, man. It was the thing that Jacob has been out of shape about is them doing it as a prank to him.
Yeah, this is a prank, dude. She thinks it's a good shake. She gives it to you and then says, oh, by the way, there's cum in that. That's what makes it so fantastic. And then goes, but me and you were going to fuck around, and I'm going to get some cum out of you for the next guy. You don't just put that aside for a few minutes?
No, I'm just as angry.
Jacob, look at it.
It's like pond water.
No, I put my screen down, so I'm not looking.
Jacob,
Jacob, look at the cum.
Jacob,
that's her birthday wish. Christine's birthday wish.
Jacob, for one magical week with this girl, would you dip your pinky finger in the cum, touch it to your tongue, and nod like you were making sure Coke wasn't stepped on?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Do a little Caesar salad dressing tasting. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's good.
That's the stuff right there.
If you got some good croutons, this thing's going to sing.
What'd you say?
I'm just going to answer an email until this is off the screen.
Why?
Why are you marriage fighting with us? Why are you going to go do something else in the other
Christine,
room?
I guess for her birthday, she wants to just keep a picture of load on the screen.
We're talking. We don't want to miss what she says.
Yeah. We want to hear what she has to say.
Jacob, did you get raped this week? Why are you saying shit down on us? Well, this is stupid. Guys, cum is stupid. I got to go. I hate being here.
I don't know. I just feel like Coach Evans sometimes mean for no reason.
Yeah.
You guys always take his side.
First of all, Jacob, by everything you said, I'm pretty sure some woman made you drink her boyfriend's cum and then didn't fuck you because you're holding. Right. You kept
staring
saying
at it.
When you were
didn't
a Jewish.
Like it either, Jay.
Huh?
You don't like it either. You said so.
It's pretty super. I tell you what, I enjoy.
Put it on me. I'm the bad guy here.
Well, I enjoy. I would watch. I would look at this for another 20 minutes if it's going to send you into a fucking spiral because you're overreacting. Da, da, da.
Oh, dude, Tapioca City.
Jacob, would you mainline come if this woman would let you? I
mean,
really
going
to work on anything you want with this girl, but you don't have to taste it or anything, dude. You're going to fucking boil it down and you're going to shoot it right in your veins.
Oh man. And then nod. You're going to have a cum nod.
maybe you get a couple of cool tunes out of it. Who knows?
Yeah. This girl, seems like she really wants to tell you about chakras after you blow your load.
I can't. I believe she believes this stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
Everything she's putting in the smoothie is like healthy and immune boosting without the cum.
Well, Christine, so I don't know. Maybe this is, you don't know your science.
It's so weird.
Okay, Jacob, you get to fuck her however you want with a condom on, but she requires that when you are going to come, that you pour another guy's load out of that Tupperware onto her. Would you do that?
No, I'm still saying
she like. No, she likes cum chilled like.
English broad.
But Jacob, she likes cum chilled like gazpacho.
Yeah.
I want that cup of gazpacho all over me, like rice titties.
I wouldn't drink a milkshake from that blender. 7 milkshakes from now.
I would have to burn that thing like it was a haunted Bible.
Yeah, I would treat it like something that was for kosher food that somebody threw ham into.
Yeah. I would put it in one of those cubes from Superman 3.
Send it into the Phantom Zone.
I'd just send that milkshake into the Phantom Zone.
I know you have filled this thing with hot water time after time again, but I'm telling you, I just mentally, I feel like there's jizz on that blade. I really do.
Ew. She's having a soda. I go, ew, is there cum in that can? Did you put cum in there?
Every time she ages up, she goes, here you go, honey. You always just go, is there cum in this? And he's like, honey, it's right from the fast food restaurant. He goes, no, but you had a cigar with you for a while, and I know.
But
just look at me in the eyes and please tell me there's no cum in this diet, Dr. Pepper.
There's no cum in it. Is there any cum in this? Seriously.
Her entire apartment would be like a biohazard to me. I would never walk in.
Jacob has to put on They Live glasses. To see all
he comes out. He's like, I'm going to cut the sandwich nap. She goes, the knives are in the drawer. He goes, you cut cum with those knives?
No, Jacob. Why would I cut cum with a knife?
Did you do your cum and turkey tetrazzini?
There's so many diseases carried through cum. Like, I don't know. Is she saying that she refrigerates it first?
Yeah.
her boyfriend doesn't have syphilis. What if he cheated on her?
Jacob, I don't know what happened to you. I don't even know if she has a boyfriend, Jacob.
Why do you think it's a boyfriend?
You're hung up on this.
She just said, she
what
didn't
girl made you drink her boyfriend's cum, Jacob? What did it happen?
She said they leave it on the doorstep. She didn't say her boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Who's leaving it on the doorstep?
Strong men with strong semen.
You think her boyfriend goes and leaves? She goes, I like to pretend it's like a milk delivery. So my boyfriend goes out and puts it on the step. Does he?
That's what I said, Jay. She gets it on the doorstep.
No, I know he gets it on the doorstep. But I'm saying Jacob keeps – he's consumed with her having a boyfriend.
Jacob.
You know what? Jacob.
Jacob, hold on, guys. Guys,
telling me random guys is even worse. So can
guys, hold on.
Anything in those loads.
Guys, I know how to explain this. I just recently had to explain something to my little cousin. This will work with Jacob. Jacob, there's a cum stork that brings cum to mommies that need cum for their smoothies.
Cum stork.
I'm glad you think that multiple random dudes loads is safer than the boyfriend.
Jacob, I don't
think
it's safer.
Drink up, boys. Drink
Jacob,
up.
Jacob. I don't get.
Shot, Jay.
I don't pick behind.
Love it so much.
I don't get behind. I don't get behind.
Drink a cum shake. You love it so much.
No.
I get behind. I'm not into cum shakes, Jacob. I never have been. I'm just saying. You seem to be. You keep saying a situation that's not happening. It's making me think a woman's made you drink her boyfriend's cum in order to fuck her, and then she didn't fuck you afterwards, and you have been really holding a grudge about that. She goes, I'm just kidding. I just want to see if you drink Daryl's cum. Daryl, come out of the closet. You got that.
Ha ha. Ha ha, you little pussy. You drank my cum.
You drank my cum, you fucking wiener.
You homo slut.
You're a rock and roll comic. Drink the shake.
Jacob.
Get up. You're so cool.
It's not about
it. I can't breathe. Oh my God.
You live such a wild life. Drink it up.
Ah,
Jacob's you so drink, irritated.
You drink it up. Drink it up is the new Jacob slogan.
You love cum, drink it up.
There's your first limited edition shirt. Drink it up, Jacob.
Drink it up, dude.
Jacob, you love it so much. Drink it up. It's a picture of a fucking smoothie.
Oh God, dude. God.
It should be a smooth. It should be a picture of a smoothie with a smiling sperm in it. It says you love it so much.
God damn it, dude! I haven't laughed that hard in so fucking long. My God, my fucking organs hurt.
I'm gonna leave Jacob alone. He went on the attack.
No, dude, I get it.
Sorry. I'm sorry you drank that dude's cum that one time, Jacob. It wasn't me who did it to you. You could have given us a warning to not bring things like this up.
I'm the nerd. I live a sheltered life. you drink it up, bad boy.
Hey, it's Black Lou again. Inspired by actor and diet icon Peter DeLuise, Jay and Dan are on day one of their Slim Fast diet, and things are off to a rocky start. Those Slim Fast shakes clean you out. Whew.
I never eat during the day normally, I have to tell you, but now that we're on Slim Fast, all I want to do is eat so bad right now. I'm so hungry.
Dang.
I usually don't eat till 10, 11 o'clock at night for the first time. Yeah. Often. And right now I'm just staring at the Slim Fast again, like, so hungry.
Don't worry, dude. You got an hour and 40, hour and 21 minutes, and then we can have a Slim Fast. And then we can have
I get to crack one more Slim Fast.
Crack it open.
Did you both go on Slim Fast together?
Yeah, we're doing it for the Sixth Jump podcast.
Ari Shaffir and
Peter DeLuise lost 32 pounds. So 40. We're 40 pounds.
And if it's good enough for Peter DeLuise, it's good enough for us. And for 2 weeks, me, Ari, Dan, Sal Volcano jumped into the mix. It's spreading out. It's getting out there big. A lot of people, some fans doing it with us.
What is the whole plan? What's the diet plan?
Just to see you do a shake in the morning.
Dan. A delicious shake in the morning. Continue.
I apologize. A delicious shake in the morning. A delicious shake in the evening. All right. We don't need to see what's in it, Christine.
Wait,
delicious shake for breakfast, delicious shake for lunch, and then a sensible dinner.
Oh, maltodextrin. That's what really cuts the weight off.
Yeah, dude, something. It's something that.
So you're eating three meals. You're drinking two shakes and one meal a day, and that's it.
Yes.
You get 250 calories of snack,
which is pretty cool.
Which is pretty dope. It's a kind bar and a quarter. Why is it insane?
Unsustainable.
Well, it's for 2 weeks. You don't have to sustain it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, Jacob.
That sounds like torture to me.
Ah, for 2 weeks, dude, we got this.
You drink it up, bad boy.
Yeah, dude, we are gonna drink it up. Not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after will be our last day.
Is this your first full day?
Yeah, it's our first time doing it.
I'm already thinking about when I'm going to fall.
You already look jittery, both of you.
Dude, I'm telling you, Jacob, I don't know what they put in this goddamn shit, but it's terrible.
Tearing Dan apart.
I already violently shit after 60 jumps.
Dan's going to save us all from having to do this terrible dive. I go, guys, it's killing me, so I can't do it. I'm out, so the whole contest is off. And
hey, guys.
Go back to eating the way you want.
What I'm going to probably end up happening is going back to Jay and Ari and being like, hey, I went to an internalist and it's I'm getting a intestinal rot, which is weird.
My lower GI system is completely shredded, he said.
Yeah.
He said monodextrin.
I have to do a volunteer colostomy bag because
I'm getting what they call in the medical world the male hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Two questions.
Yes.
How many calories is it per shake? And then what buck is 80. The sensible buck, meal? What is
buck
the
80. Buck 80 buck per 80. Shake.
Buck 80 per shake, baby. I had cappuccino this morning.
I have a feeling that's what punched out of your asshole.
I don't know, dude. It wasn't good.
Coffee involved.
I'm going for a creamy chocolate here in an hour and 21 minutes. And
so that's 300. Like it's been
fucking French vanilla was okay.
Let's say your meal, your dinner is like 400 calories. You're subsisting on basically 800 calories a day.
No, well,
340 for the shake, and then whatever the dinner is.
I thought sensible dinner. It's just how fat I am. A sensible dinner not 1,000 calories.
I was about to have that. Honestly, Jay, I was like, dude, the sensible place I know is this place that we get chicken, quinoa, macaroni and cheese, and sweet potatoes. Honestly, it was like, yeah, that's very sensible.
Dan, you're doing too slim fast on a Thanksgiving dinner.
That's extreme.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a crazy amount of food. If you had just that macaroni and cheese, that's what you're supposed to have only.
Oh, that's dumb. That's unattainable. What if I got a Qdoba burrito? Is that not sensible?
Well, I mean, you gotta look at the. You have to look at. I don't know. Like, I assume you're trying to get like 2,000 calorie under 2,000. You want to be in caloric deficit now, right?
It's crazy. Yeah. Look what they suggest.
What's a sensible dinner?
500 to 600 calories. This is an anorexia diet. It's like to strip weight.
That's what I'm saying. That's 800 calories a day. Guys, hold on.
I'm looking up what a Qdoba burrito is because I want to see how sensible that is.
That's super low.
What? So, but you have 600 calories for dinner.
Giving you a shake with her boyfriend's loaded.
Oh, man. A Qdoba burrito is 1,069 calories.
But if that's all you have?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to have.
You'd still be in deficit.
Do you think the ends of our cheesesteak are under 250 calories?
I don't, Christine. I got to tell you, I really don't.
No?
No.
Are you eating like
that? I can do a taco salad bowl for 310 calories.
Ooh.
Are you
eating a sensible dessert with that or no dessert?
No dessert. Although my snack might end up being dark chocolate covered almonds.
I might do a spoonful of peanut butter.
That's all right. Snack.
Or I might make a couple wheat thin and peanut butter Sammies.
The wheat thins are probably not. Jacob's going to give you a no on that.
No on wheat thins, Jacob?
No, peanut butter, no. Because that's like fat and carbs. So I would just eat the peanut butter.
Yeah, fine. Also, by the way, you can go get those packs of like, it's 100 calories for the thing of wheat thins.
Oh, shit.
Aren't you a peanut butter apple guy?
Love peanut butter and apples. Just didn't go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
But now that I know I can have that for dessert, that I think we're really turning a corner here on the Slim Fast diet. I might just start living that life.
You guys are eating like 80s hot chicks.
Yeah.
Like bad nutrition.
Well, dude, I'm going to be in a two-piece this summer if it kills me.
Dude, I'm going to look good. I'm going to wear just halter tops in the fall with my jeans.
Hello, everyone. I'm DJ Lou. And on this week's Quarantine Lost Tapes, Jacob, Dan, and Jay make arrangements for when they die and find out how Dan's mom gets sexualized, even in death. Poor Trish.
Yeah, the only thing about a Florida will would be the weaponry that you would inherit, whether it be knives, shark tooth. Don't die on us, Jacob. Don't die. Not on the screen. Goes.
Well, it's all right. He already did his will.
Yeah.
Jacob, tell us right now of your possessions, one thing you would leave me, Dan, Christine.
And- yeah, go through your will right now. And Black Lou.
I would definitely leave you each one of my knives.
Yes.
That I made. I figured you would really like that.
I would like it. That's very
Fuck
God
your
of
nephews.
God
Fuck
of War of you. You hear that, Tiny Batats? Come get some. Knife fight. You want it? Win it.
You want this knife? Win it.
Tie wrists. I'll beat it. Knife fight with you.
Yeah. I'll Thailand death match your nephews for a knife.
How about tag team match? Loser has to deal with the funeral arrangements for Jacob.
Loser has to cremate Jacob.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, man. Loser has to incur the cost of the funeral, and I'll have you know he wants a mausoleum match.
Yeah. Funeral is, you have to call his mom. Man, those Terry Funk matches. I don't know if it's because I'm wearing a Harley Race t-shirt, but getting it going.
What's the fucking, what's the, he also wants an eternal flame. The gas bills alone are going to set you back at least a house a year.
It's a mortgage payment a month to keep that dumb thing flickering.
Eternal, Jacob wants an eternal flame.
Dude, that would be awesome. What an inconvenient thing to ask for your family. I think we should all ask our families for eternal flames.
Dude, I want to be buried in one of those rickety old, like where it, like the tombstones are like the thickness of a trapper keeper.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I want to be buried in one of those shitty ones, but I want to have like an obnoxious fucking, like I want my whole thing to be obnoxious, like columns.
That's pretty badass.
Like a canopy over my thing. An eternal flame for sure. Now that I've said it, maybe some gargoyles.
give me the Crom treatment, dude. Straight from Conan. I just want to be a dusty skeleton sitting in a throne with my hand over a giant broadsword that that someone could take out from under it, and my bones collapse.
Christine says she's gonna bury me, or she's gonna be cremated, where they put your ashes into like tree seeds.
Oh,
grow a tree for you. But here's the thing, if our household foliage is any indication, I will be dead again in less than a year.
I take my kids to your tree and I go, oh, son of a bitch, this thing's infected.
He just got to grab it and goes, I think the flooding salted the ground. This thing's fucking just,
yeah, this is
down.
Papa, why was your friend so brittle? I go, shut up. You shut up. He wasn't brittle. He was a strong oak of a man.
You want to go visit Jay Stump?
We got to go talk to his girlfriend, Christine. Drive out, me and my kids. Dude, my mom donated, she signed her body away to the University of Colorado Medical School. So Trish is just going to be a cadaver. And there's something that's very unsettling about that with me, that my sweet mom who hugged me when I was sick is just going to be a body jolting around on a slab of metal. And someone's like, I got her liver out. This one drank. This thing's like a grapefruit.
That bothers me so much more than one of the students like lifting up the sheet and showing my mom's puss and looking at his partner and going, hey, dude.
Yeah. Hey, you want? Hey, check out this lion's mouth. You go, look at that thing. You go, that thing is, things folded over.
He goes, hey, man. He goes, you think this is a stab wound that killed her?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, dude. Yeah. They didn't get the axe murderer who did this. No, I'm just joking. She died of natural causes.
I bet she did have a heart attack carrying around those fucking honkers, dude. Look at this. Yeah. She died this hard.
Did you check out those bags of powdered milk on her fucking body?
He goes, I'll tell you what, rigor mortis it in, but these things still got bounce.
Dude, I'm always afraid that when at the morgue, they're going to be like, hey, guys, I called bingo on the white trash tattoos on this lady. We got three, one on the ear, one on the hip, and an ankle. This lady was pretty garbage. Yeah.
Look at those thick sucking lips. Just something in your mind. What?
or just a weirdo doing the thing where he puts his thumb on my mom's bottom mouth and just goes, hey, you happy to be here? My son's a real fag.
Or you got to hope they really don't just do just all of the awful shit. Like she's actually there medically for like a vaginal rejuvenation surgery practice. So a whole school walking around between your mom's legs, just working on her sniz.
Or you don't realize that she got donated to the cosmetics and elective surgery branch, and they just put bigger tits in. They give her the ones that are like...
Your mom just looks like a fucking Kardashian.
Yeah, they're like,
she goes, Dan, you're going to like this. We removed four ribs.
This dead Irish lady's got an ass.
Yeah, we took some fat out of here and we put it in her ass because we thought we bumped them lips up a couple notches and we just thought we lifted the tits a little bit.
We turned your mother into a fuckable Frankenstein.
You go see your mom. She's all duck lipped. She's duck lipped, big titties.
My mom already has 200,000 followers on Instagram.
It's
my mom's corpse.
Hey, this is Big J Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.